This is the Alchemize Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Alchemize Life podcast. If this is your first time joining, you are stumbling upon a very special episode. So usually I only release episodes on Mondays that feature different thought leaders, teachers, authors, writers in the wellness industry coming to you with their own specialty and interviews of their whole lives and what they've really used to alchemize their lives and the practices, the steps, the rituals in order for you to alchemize your life as well. But this month in May, because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, I decided to release a mini series of episodes every Thursday throughout the month, highlighting different ways that we can broach the conversation on mental health, different ways that you can integrate practices to enhance your own mental well-being, and also hearing from a couple incredible people that really inspire me and taking their mental health journeys and, again, using the steps and the rituals that they have learned along the way so you can try them at home for yourself as well. Last week, I spoke all about my own mental health journey, and I just want to take a moment before jumping into today's episode to thank everyone that reached out to me and shared their own stories after listening to mine. You know, the whole point of me talking about my own mental health journey was to shed a light on misdiagnoses. I don't know if that's a word, but to shed a light on the importance of sharing our stories and of being open and vulnerable with those in our lives, because it can really change the whole trajectory of how we deal with our mental health. If you have not listened to that episode, I won't talk about it too much. Go back to last week's episode to listen. But ultimately, I was misdiagnosed and could have been put on or was put on antidepressants. I didn't take them, but it could have completely changed my life if I did take them. So it's very important that we share our stories. And again, I just want to honor everybody that reached out to me after listening to the episode. It really means so much to hear your stories and for you to feel comfortable sharing it with me. Some people wrote blogs afterwards. Other people had podcast episodes. And so it was just really, really cool to all come together and stand by each other and know that we're not alone through this whole journey. So since then, a recurring theme that has come up within my conversations with my mentees and with other people in my life is the topic of anxiety. And, you know, it's always interesting how it ends up coming up where, you know, I decide that I'm going to talk about a certain topic and then it ends up being this recurring theme throughout my life. And so this is something that I really wanted to focus on today. And the process that I've really used to step out of that victim mentality around anxiety and really use it as a data point. And this has been a journey the entire time. You know, I used to struggle with really bad anxiety and I still do from time to time. But what's shifted is my ability to pinpoint the anxiety and process it at a much faster rate rather than let it sit with me for a really long time. And I'm going to walk through today the steps of pinpointing anxiety, processing it, actual tangible things that you can do, and really the things that have been most beneficial to me. If you are listening to this episode and these tools resonate with you, if there's someone in your life that deals with anxiety and really struggles to get through it, please make sure to share it with them. These tools have been so helpful for me, and it's going to be a quick episode because ultimately the tools are pretty simple. The steps are pretty simple, and you just have to put it into action and really take the time to make this a priority, because anxiety can completely take over your life if you let it, and if you put yourself again in that victim mentality rather than taking responsibility. So, knowing that our topic is anxiety, I am going to kind of walk through how I used to deal with anxiety and now how it has shifted. So, I used to deal with anxiety all the time around money, and it still comes up. It still comes up, and now I just deal with it differently. But with the anxiety in the past, I would basically put myself in this tailspin of first one thought would come on, worrying about money. I'd like look at my bank account, or sometimes I wouldn't even look at my bank account because I was so scared to. And I would just get in this tailwind of, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm not going to be able to get myself food. I'm not going to be able to do any of the things that I want to do. And you can tell even like the way that I'm talking right now, like my thought process would speed up. The fear would speed up. The stress, the anxiety would speed things up. And I'd get to this point where like my entire chest felt tight. My stomach felt like it was in this like complete knot, and my physical body was like directly responding to the thoughts that I was having. And I've talked a lot about that before in different episodes, but we're going to go through that again today. But I would just get myself into this like really, really worked up state, and it would take days for me to get out of it. And over time, doing a lot of this work, working with therapists, working with healers, I have developed a structure that has helped me to shift out of anxiety, and I'm going to go over that today. Because like I said, over the last week, I had a lot of conversations about anxiety, and my first question whenever I am with a person that is having anxiety is, well, what brought on the anxiety? 99% of the time, the question or the response is, I don't know. I don't know what brought it on. I don't know. I just feel anxious. And if that's you, don't worry. We're all responsible and have said that before. But ultimately, I just want to let you know, I don't know is not an option when it comes to dealing with anxiety. Saying I don't know is not the way out. It's taking your power outside of yourself. It's putting yourself in that victim mentality. And ultimately, the only way you're going to take control of your anxiety is by taking responsibility for it. Now, that doesn't mean that if something outside of your control happens and you get anxiety from it, it's not your responsibility, but your response to it, like that is the responsibility, like how you deal with the anxiety, how you deal with the external issue, experience, whatever it is, that is your responsibility. Like that's when it becomes your responsibility. So when I ask the question to my mentees or to my friends of like, well, where did this anxiety come from? And they say, I don't know. I tell them, try not to say, I don't know. Let me ask you that again. Why are you feeling anxious? Where did the anxiety come from? And I ask them to respond to me without saying the words, I don't know. So really, when you're dealing with anxiety, it's about asking yourself the right questions and not questions that create more worry and stress. So the first step is asking yourself questions to help pinpoint and get to the bottom of where the anxiety came from. So for example, when we look at like right or wrong questions, when we feel anxiety, something might come up where we're like, well, why is this happening to me? Instead of asking yourself that, ask yourself, what is the lesson I can learn from this experience so it doesn't happen again? So that's just one example. When we talk about like the questions to actually ask yourself when you're starting to feel anxiety, if you are driving, just bookmark this episode. If you're not driving, then take notes, because this is the steps that I use every single time to calm myself whenever I'm starting to feel anxiety. Okay, you guys, before we jump into the questions, I just want to preface with a little bit of a warning slash understanding where you are at on the spectrum of your mental health journey. If you are experiencing deep anxiety, depression, or any other mental illnesses, please make sure that you seek out the support and supervision of a licensed therapist. If you've never worked with a licensed therapist before, I want to share with you BetterHelp. So BetterHelp is an online platform that matches you with a counselor after a series of questions related to your well-being and mental health. You explain why you're looking for a counselor, and then you are matched with someone based on your needs, which takes the research end out of finding the right person. It's not a crisis line. Instead, it's a directory of over 4,000 licensed therapists across the United States that you'll match with and meet over video, text, or call. This is a great way for you to answer these questions and really deal with your anxiety or deal with any feelings that are coming up that you feel like you need support in. I'm really excited to use this platform, and it really goes well with this episode. So if you are interested in trying BetterHelp, head to betterhelp.com/alchemized. You'll get 10% off of your first month of using it. Again, that's betterhelp.com/alchemized for 10% off your first month. Okay, you guys, so the first question that you're gonna ask yourself, and I know that this sounds super basic, but just ask yourself, why am I feeling anxious? So again, when we start to say, well, I don't know why I'm feeling anxious, that means that we need to dig deeper. Is it something someone said to me? Was it an email I received? Is it something someone did or didn't do that triggered an emotion within me? When we start to really dig down and uncover the layers of where the anxiety comes from, that's when we can get clear and then move into the next question, which is this a story I'm creating based in truth or fabricated worry? And then digging deeper again, how does this story make you feel? Can you feel your thoughts making you feel more stressed out? Can you feel a tightness in your chest or your stomach sinking just from the story that you are telling yourself? Or is it based in truth? Or is it based in future what ifs? This is really, really important because ultimately, and I've talked about mental time travel before, if we are just creating these fabricated narratives in our heads and they make us feel like complete shit and we can actually feel it on a physical level, we can come back to like, is this based in truth? Like, what is the evidence around this becoming true? And if there is no evidence, then it allows us to really see it for what it is and start to shift out of that state of anxiety. The next question that you ask yourself is, well, what's going to make me feel better right now in this moment? So instead of allowing yourself to spiral into a fit of worry, be solution oriented. What's going to make you feel even a little bit better now? What will make you feel neutral about the situation? How can you take ownership and process the anxiety? For example, if you're feeling super anxious about your finances or money, what can you do right now to make yourself feel better? The next question that I always ask myself is, am I safe? Are you in danger in this moment? Are you being held by your feet? Are you being supported by the ground? When feeling anxious, your brain is literally firing signals that you are not safe. This is your sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight. And so when your sympathetic nervous system is engaged, the goal is to engage the parasympathetic nervous system. So they both work together and balance each other out. And when we feel a lot of anxiety or stress or fear or we're in danger, the sympathetic nervous system engages and triggers itself to keep you safe. So in these moments when you're feeling anxiety, take in your environment and use the following breathwork exercise that I'm going to give you to engage your parasympathetic nervous system, aka your rest and digest. So this breathwork style is really, really easy. It is called equal ratio breathing, and you probably can guess what it is. What you're going to do is put your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly. You're going to close your eyes and inhale for a count of 5, then exhale for a count of 6. And you can do this as long as you want. I would say at a minimum 5 minutes, and I swear it's going to make you feel better. They have used this for fighting inflammation, for migraines. If you've gone to the doctor, you may have heard it called biofeedback. Ultimately, this is actually engaging your parasympathetic nervous system, again, to put you in that state of rest and digest rather than feeling like you're under attack. So again, ask yourself those questions. do that breathwork exercise when you're feeling anxiety. And then the last step is for you to flip the narrative. So I spoke about this in the episode earlier this week with Natalie Kuhn, but we are great storytellers. We can tell ourselves all these different stories about how the sky is falling, we're not safe, but yet we don't use our storytelling skills to affirm a narrative that doesn't make us feel like complete shit. What if we told ourselves stories that made us feel like everything was going to be okay? This might look like, as something's coming on that makes you feel terrified, that makes you feel anxious, that makes you feel stressed, instead being aware of when those thoughts come up and flipping the narrative and saying, no, I know that I am fine. I don't need to worry about money because I know it's all going to work out. I know I will have an overflow of money to pay my bills and give me the flexibility to do what I want. I know I can ask for help. I know I am supported and safe. I know that I am okay. I know that I have never been put in a situation where I was not able to make my money, to make the bills, to do what I want to do. I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. So it's as simple as that, but it takes practice. It takes the willingness to be able to sit down and be like, hey, I'm having anxiety and I don't want to feel this way. I'm willing to look at why I'm feeling the anxiety. I'm willing to do the work and sit down and really address the things that are bringing up anxiety in me, look at if it's truth-based or if it's just me worrying, and then take the steps necessary for me to process the anxiety. I'm going to sit here and breathe. I'm going to sit here and feel my feet on the ground. I'm going to sit here and tell myself all of the things that I need to hear and that I would tell my best friend if they were struggling through anxiety too. I know that it's super simple. But again, it comes back to that practice. So the next time that you feel anxiety, walk through these steps, replay this podcast, ask yourself those questions, do that breathwork exercise, flip that narrative, and notice how it will shift for you.